And in most articles I read about you, the Eurythmics are usually described as two very different personalities who make very good music together. Are you really all that different?
Well, I think we are very different, but so are most people. It's just, you know, anybody who's in the public eye, and that gets written about a lot, things get exaggerated out of proportion, but we are different kind of people.
So in what way, Annie?
Well, I suppose people assume that because we're a duo that we have to think along the same lines all the time, you know. I would probably say that our differences complement each other. I mean, I tend to be less sociable and more introspective than Dave, perhaps. Uh-huh. And yet on stage, oddly enough, I don't know why.
You're not.
I'm extremely extrovert. Yeah. I don't know why that is. Perhaps I'm just a sort of closet exhibitionist, but...
I was wondering about the revival video, because you seem to have such fun in that video.
Yeah.
Do certain ideas just come out while you're filming? Because you walk around without your pants.
Yes.
Did that just happen while you were
that
on stage?
Did, yes. There was no direction in that.
No, what he's saying
is... just spontaneous.
You just felt that.
He took his pants out.
I was taking Mickey out of... And there's all these dance videos coming, like Paula Abdul, Janet Jackson, the Michael, and they've all got this like serious look on their face and doing this, like, really amazing dances. When anybody who makes videos knows that it's all fake.
When you were a teenager, what sort of career did you have in mind when you were that age, 12?
I never had any career in mind. I didn't even know what career meant. I knew my mother and father were telling me, you better work at school, otherwise you're going to end up in a factory. And they were almost right. I almost did.
Okay.
I don't know. I think, you know, when you're young and you're faced with this prospect of what you're going to do with your life, it's just extremely difficult. So I just followed my instincts and went against what everybody else told me and ended up loving music and loving singing, and was very, very fortunate to meet him, because if I hadn't met him, I don't think I would have had anybody to support me. I think it's very difficult for women in the music industry, you see, because I think everybody takes advantage of them, quite frankly. So when I met Dave, I met somebody who wasn't going to take advantage of me, and who had the same kind of vision as me, which is that we both wanted to play music. We were very passionate about
it. We both wanted to be footballers.
That's right.
I'd like to talk about the Dutch movie, The Cassier. Why did you decide to do that? I'm sure you get lots of offers to do film music.
Well, because I was really interested in the story first, the treatment. And I went to meet Ben Verbong, and I thought he was a really lovely...
Ben Verbong, the director.
Yeah, he was a lovely man, and I got on well with him. And it's like any project, you decide to do it when you really like the people and you've got some kind of empathy with them. And that's why, really. Yeah. It definitely wasn't to do for the money, I tell you that.
You also met Dutch saxophone player Candy Dulfer. Were you impressed by her?
Yeah, she's really great.
Wasn't she supposed to be touring with you? Did you ask her to do that?
Well, at one point, you see, when we were first getting our Eurythmics lineup together, we went through a number of ideas of how we wanted it to be. And when I met Candy, I thought, well, she would be really good, but she'd already been asked by Prince to do something
that's
with
right.
him. And unfortunately, she made the big mistake.